Here we go. Baheres kegris ubon michya kadosh ve baheres, the size of a gris. Ubon the baheres michya kadosh is a michya dosha parcha bekulai bekulai yakacholcholah hamichya. Okay, let's see the raf. The achar kach baheres nachamol the mishnah baheres kegris ubon michya kadosh. So we're in business, right? So therefore it's tamei parcha bekulai, and now it spreads the entire body. The achar kach holcholo hamichya, and the michya goes away. So what do we have here? We have over here a negatame that's nispashet in the entire body. This is what we learned in the Rav yesterday. The Rav compared the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah yesterday, to this Mishnah. Here, though, the Kohen never paskin tohar. The Kohen never paskin tohar. So the goal, the yesod over here is always that whenever you have a michya that is nispashet in the entire body, the halacha is you are the opposite of what you were before. If before you were tamei, now you're tahar. If before you're tahar, now you're tamei. Not like the common man on Avenue M thinks that if it's nispashet b'chula, you're tahar. That's ignorance. That's only in the case where you start off tamei, then you become tahar when it's nispashet b'chula. But if you have a nega tahar, or you're tar to begin with, and you walk into the doctor's office and you show, look at my body. Look at my beautiful body. It's completely white. So then, since you start off, your presumption was your tar, and now the ganze guf as the nega, tame. So when the nega is nispashet bekula, you're always going to be the opposite of what you were before. Mm-hmm. If you start off, fine. So that's over here we have. Now what happened until in this case, he starts off as Tomei. Nega beheres kegris yedba b'chikadosh. So he's Tomei. And now it's parcha b'kula v'achaka cholchala m'michya. But we learned in the Rav yesterday, you never had a psak halacha. No one ever told you in the meantime you're tar. Oh, you shalcha. Yeah. It's more than the gris. It's the whole body now. It's no longer the gris. Now it's the ganze body. The point of view, the reason why it says beheres kegris ubo michya means that you were tamei. There was a beheres kegris, and there was a michya. You have a simen muvok. Das is a simen muvok. He's a muchlat. He's a muchlat. So he's l'mayin afkam, meaning he's tamei. So now when it's nispashet bekuloi, and he never went to the kohen to ask a shayla, so you're going from tamei to tahar. Oh, but the simen muvok went away. Good for you, Simon Muvuk went away. But you never went and got a psak halach from the kohen that the Simon Muvuk went away.
Right.
So Behera asks the Grace of Vavichim Kadosh, the Parcha Bukul, Vyakach Halachalah Dech, Yoy Shahalachalah Mechod Vichim away first, Vyakach Parcha Bukul, Tar. Why you tar? Oh, it's a stira to the Mishnah we had yesterday. Because yesterday we learned that you have a nega, and then the simen muvuk goes away, so you're tar. And then if it's nispashet b'chula, you're tamei. So the Rav told us the answer yesterday, because yesterday the case was you first went to the Rav. You went to the Dayan, you went to the Kohen. And the Kohen said, you're tar. Oh, you're tar, and now it's nispashet b'chulai. So then you're going to become tamei. But over here you never went to the Dayan. You never went to the Rebbe. You never went to the Kohen. Okay, let's see the Rav. The michya goes away. The michya when the nega spread on top of it. But b'shas the pricha when it spread, lo holchol michya ad achar kach. Avol loy nischaseis hamichya. But if the michya was not nischaseis, ein apricha mitharose. Why not? Because that's not called parcha b'kuloi. If a person has a nega tamei and he has a simen muvok of a michya, and then it's nispashet his entire body, but the michya that's in the center of the original, the oim, is there, he's tamei. He remains tamei because that's not called nispashet b'chuloi. Nischidish, the mordik yisoid. Nispashet b'chuloi means even the michya that's in the center goes away.
It has to be only healthy skin.
No, only non-healthy, only nega skin.
Only
the michi is a healthy skin.
Right.
So therefore, the halacha over here is halacha. Therefore, the halacha is going to be is in a pichah mitarase. Okay, so let's again the mishnah. Hold the mishnah. We have to end the mishnah. No, rather the end of the mishnah. Baharas gris. Bamichya Kadosh. And now he's Tame. And then Parcha Bechuloi, it spreads to the entire body. The Achakach Holcholoha Michya, or Shaholcholoha Michya, the Achakach Parcha Bechuloi, Tar. Why? Because it was Nispashate, the person. There are two conditions over here. Number one, he started out Tame. Number two, at this moment, it was Nispashate Bechuloi, including the Mokoim where the Michya is. And it doesn't matter when it disappeared. Right? Two conditions. When you combine this Mishnah with the previous Mishnah, there are two conditions that must be met. Number one, it must be Nispashet Bechuloi. You must be starting out, your initial position on the chessboard is Tame. And now it's Nispashet Bechuloi, and you come to the Kohen. And the Kohen sees that it was Nispashet Bechuloi. It doesn't matter that Nispashet Bechuloi means even the Michya, which was the Simen Tuma for the Tame, that also has to disappear to be called Nispashet Bechuloi. And it doesn't make a difference if it was Nispashet Bechuloi before or after. So the person is now going to be Tahar. Now, next case of the Mishnah, let's say Noldola Michya Tamin. Now, let's say after it was Nispashet Bechuloi, a Michya. Oh, that's what we learned in the Rav yesterday. Uviyoim Heira Ois by Bosar Chayitma.
Right.
So let's say Noldola Michya Tamin, Noldola Sel Lovin, let's say a Sel Lovin appears. This is the Machlaikis. Rabbi Yeshua Mitame. Okay, and there's no perush on the Rav on this. So let's see Ikim Mefarshim. Let's see Ikim Mefarshim on this part of the Mishnah. Oh, wait, let's turn the page. And turn. No, there's no next page. Is Mishnah Gimel already. Okay, over here. No, it's too complicated. Tais Yanta. Let's see Zion. Rabbi Yeshua Medamelo Lemichya. A wide here is a Michya. Whole sense of Shneim Simoni Tumahim. V'rabbanan daikin lishna dekro ochi yoshuv habosor hachai. Ah, so therefore they hold that it has to be dafka bosor hachai. So machlekes is, so mamash olam nisha machlekes. You all sure on this. Is a din, like a brisk of art, with Rambam, a deacon, Rambam, Mahadura Kama, Mahadura Basra, Shal Gitar Sadfus, a Rashi, a Ben Lutam, go to a Toises Mishantz, and see what it says in the footnote of the Masoret Rav Kook, in an edition that no one ever heard of. So no one can come and challenge you and tell you Vosok the Zayde in the stencils. It's in the stencils. Just make it up. Who's going to go look at the stencils? As though stayed in the stencils. Kach shamati. Memori v'rabi ha-goin ho-adir. Shlita. As though stayed the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. Which Rosh Hashiva? The Rosh Hashiva shal yeshivas beis ha-kisei.
So
therefore, this is the machlokes over here. Is a seir lavan have a din, of a behere and michya, or the seir lavan have a din of nothing? Okay, whole shem is a simani tuma. It's like a michya, or do we say no? It's gzeres akasa. We don't say that. What does it say? The mafarshim mishnah base hakdama. Mishnah seinim lamedes din haparich kule lavan liach hechel b'michya. The Mishnah over here, the din of Mareach Bekuloi Lavan, Apareach Bekuloi Lavan, Liachar Hechlit B'Michya. If it spreads entirely after the person has been declared to be a Mukhlat. Apareach Bekuloi, Mechamo Lavan, Achar Mufan Michya. He says Beferish. First he's a Mukhlat, and then it's Parech Bekuloi. Parech Bekuloi, Achachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach and Reish Avagav, the Shaloi Parach Rak, Achas
achas. The Reisha is telling you, parach b'kula, v'achar kach holch l'amichya. Reisha avgav del shaloi parach rak, achas, afilu achitar, v'kamash milan seifa, avgav sholch l'amichya shi simen tumo, loy aminu d'havi kaparech v'tachat ahara. Midadayin loy choratz akoyin mishpata, he did not choratz, he did not etch, he did not give a psak halacha. That was the Ra from yesterday. So the Chishuv doesn't make some difference which order it happens in. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Before we do the chart, just like the chlorkite and the Mishnah. So the guy is Tomei. He's a Mukhlat. He said the way he says Mukhlat. This first part of the Mishnah is just to be Marech. You don't need all the Sarichas. You can just say, of a mensch, he's a Mukhlat. He's a Mukhlat. Why is he a Mukhlat? Beheres kegris, and he has a michya kashir kadasha. So he dotted all the t's, he crossed the t's, dotted the i's. It's everything going from him. He's a mukhlat with a capital mem, the mukhlat. Fine. Beheres kegris with a michya kadasha. Parcha bekulay. Now he's a mukhlat. Now it spreads bekulay. So now it spreads bekulay. How you doing? How are you? Shalom aleichem. So now, parcha b'kulay, it spread b'kulay v'yakach halchal ha'michya, and the michya goes away. Yeah, so the michya goes away. Oh, yesh halchal ha'michya, or the michya. So what would happen first? The michya goes away first. No, sorry. First parcha b'kulay, but the michya is still there. Then the michya goes away. Then it's parayach on top of the michya, or vice versa. Halchal ha'michya. First the michya goes away, and that means the chikas. Really, it's tar now. When the michya goes away, if he were to go to the kohen would have declared him tar, but he did not go. He did not go to the kohen to declare him tar. So therefore, as long as he's not getting the psak halacha from the kohen, he has been his becheskes tame. So now when it's going to be poreach, it's going to be poreach mitach tumah. Nol deloy michya. So what's the law now? Because he's going from tumah to tahara. He's going from a mukhlat to parach b'chuloi yistar. So he went from tuma to tahara, and it was the spashet b'chuloi. And it doesn't make a difference which order when the michya went away. Now let's say after this whole story happened, now it was nodalei michya. Tomei, everyone agrees, because that's the pasuk, that's shot in the pasuk. Oi, that's the v'yoyim herois by basar chayitma.
And so this can be the second time that he's getting the michya.
Right. The spashet b'chuloy, and then it says the basar, right? Getting it michya. Now in the next case, no, the love say love Rabbi Yishuv Matan Mecham Matadin. Let's see the chart. Chart number 56. Pericha b'chuloy, hamuchlat b'michya. See, he adds that very important detail into the caption. He is a muchlat b'michya, and then uparcha b'heres b'chuloy. Pericha b'chuloy. Beheres, kegris, ubo michi kadosha, huchlat mutoma, parcha beheres bekuloi, vyoisifa uparcha gam bemichia. First, it's nispashet to the remainder of the body, and then it goes backwards, and it covers over the michia that's in the beheres. Oi, all the way around. She parcha tchila bemichia. But in this case, where he first goes over the michya, he has to make sure that he avoids making eye contact with the priest. Because if it's first nispashet on the michya, and then he meets the kohen, and he says, look what happened to me. The kohen will then say, you're tar. And now if we go to step two, where it's nispashet, bekulai, he would be tamei. Because the rule of thumb is, when it's the spashet bekuloi, you are the opposite of your initial status. Okay, that's a very important yesod. Most people, I don't think, know that. I think most people are like me, before we learn this Mishnah, is that when you talk about the spashet bekuloi, it rings in your head, ding, 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 tohar, tohar, tohar. That is incorrect. Only reason why nispashet b'kula is tar is because the case that we are familiar with is where you are initially in a state of tumah. So if you are in a matzav of tumah and then it's nispashik bekulai, you shift. You go from tumah to tahara. But let's say you start out in the state of tahara and then it's nispashik bekulai, then that's what we kept learning over and over. Then you become tameh. I'll give you a mashal. Let's just the mission, Charlie. I want to tell you a chiddush. I'll tell you what you think of this chiddush. It's mamish in line with this Mishnah. It went from tuma to tahara. Fine, but let's say it's nodula michya oiser lava. Now afterwards, in laachar picha nodula michya ki adosha chayz v'nidma. Shenem of yemi rasba bas chayitmi. I was mechavin to this. That's what I told you that was the pasuk. That's the drush. What about a seil lavan? In laachar picha nodula seil lavan. Let's say the picha is a seil lavan. Rabbi Yeshua has seil lavan metame. According to Rabbi Yehuda, seil lavan is tam metame. Why? Kishem shemichy metamasa. The way the michy is metama, because he holds that a seil lavan has the same status as a michya. Just like a michya, the gzeres hakasef, it's a chiddush, because the pasuk only talks about uviyoyim hera oisbay basar chayitma. Who told you that the ser lovin has the same status? The pasuk was only in the skala by uviyoyim hera oisbay basar chay. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about a ser lovin. It's a svara, mali michya mali ser lovin. However, but according to Bavelik, according to Chaim, rach michya mitam avle ser lovin, because it's not gzeres hakasef. At this Mishnah, you know, we are learning on Sukkos. What are you laying Chol HaMoed Sukkos? What is the Kriyas HaTorah? Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You're laying, the firstly is Tzadik V'Raloi. Moshe says to Hashem, Hareini Noes Kvodecha. Right?
Shabbos
Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Tzadik V'Raloi. Okay, and what is the HaTorah? Melchemes Gog U'Magog. A terrifying time in the world. Terrifying moment in world history. How could you lay in? How could no. What?
Hoshana Shalosh Shos. Hoshana Shalosh Shos.
The Melchemes Gog U'Magog, according to the Gra, is going to take. No, the Gra says it's going to take only 2.5 minutes, he says.
3 hours.
The Gra says 3 hours? Melchemes Gog U'Magog take 3 hours?
That's Hoshana Shalosh Shos.
Hoshana, Shalosh Shos, Hoshana, 3.5 hours. That's how long it's going to take. Fine. So my kasha is, how could you lay in this on Sukkos? Sukkos is a zman v'ho yiso ach somech. This samachta b'chagecha. How could you lay in on the time of Simcha the most difficult questions in the world? Tzadik v'raloi, and laying about Koheles, about Hakol Hoylech L'mokam Echad, Hakol Hoyminov Hakol Shavu L'Ofar. How can you lay in such sad things? Melchem Yisrael Gemagog is a moment of terror. So the answer I want to say is this way. When you tell a person Shabbos, what do they think? Oh, they have bliss. Me'ein Olam Haba, Kedusha, Tahara. So I want to suggest that's not correct. Shabbos, I mean, of course it's correct, but that's not the main point. Shabbos is to stop what you're doing. And thus Shabbos is relative to what you've doing until now. There are 6 days of choil, mundane activities. Shabbos is stop. Stop from your pursuit of the mundane, materialistic pleasures that satisfy your senses. Stop. Engage in spiritual pursuits. Sukkos, what are you doing until now? You didn't say v'hi noyam that week before. You're not anyway not working. You're anyway on unemployment and receiving entitlements from Uncle Sam. So what are you doing? So you're. What are you doing? Oh, I'm enjoying myself. I'm engaging in simcha. Shabbos, stop. Stop what you're doing. Too much simcha is also no good. Stop. What should you reflect upon? Tzadik v'raloi, Melchemes Gog U'Magog. Shabbos, we look at Shabbos as, oh, it's me'ein olam haba. Yeah, okay, it's true. But it's not really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is, Hashem created a world that on Shabbos, stop what you're doing and counterbalance it. Being that 99.9% of the time you're engaged in activities of choil, so Shabbos turns into, and it's true, I'm not going to argue, into Inyanei Kedusha. But when you have a Hechatimsa where your previous state is an ascent of joy, and now with Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos is stop. Stop. Counterbalance what you're doing until now. And what is the counterbalance on Sukkot? Koheles. Shav he'ofar el hamokoy masher. What does it say there? Shavu he'ofar the neshama haruach el hamokoy masher nesona, whatever it says there. You hear my word? What do you say about this? Apikorsis?
No. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to stop from where you are is totally from what you were doing before.
Right. Counterbalance. Hagbel Nesohar v'kidashtoi. The purpose of Shabbos is a gvul. It's a gvul to what you're previously engaged in. And that gvul creates a new dynamic. And otherwise, you wouldn't achieve. You wouldn't. There's no such thing. Too much of anything is no good. Like, how many shots could you get already? 3, 4, 5, 6. Too much of a good thing.
Here, it's cool. In Eretz Yisrael, you know what they call it? They say, Kibalti Shlishi.
Kibalti Shlishi. What about Kibalti Shlishi? A million people have to now go. You lose your passport. It expires. You know why it expires? Because you're a shishi. The old machloikis, what's more chashev? Shishi or shlishi? So here you see a raya muvok that a shlishi is more chashev than a shishi. After 6 months, after you get the shishi, you have to get a shlishi. The Litvaks always win. What?
It's true. I mean, even that little shtickle that you just said is better according to the Litvaks than the Litvaks.
All right, let's. So we did this Mishnah. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Rimmel. Rimmel and Gimel.
Make sure everything's okay with the plumber.
Okay, sure. Right. All right. I need an alibi. I need an alibi that I was here with you. You're an accomplice. Beheres ubaser lavan uparcha bekuloi, and now it spreads bekuloi afal pi shaser lavan bemukaymoi tohar. Oh, so this is interesting over here. Why? Because here, we had a machlokes in the previous Mishnah that a ser lavan has the same status, as the beheres, but not in this case. Not over here. Here he's saying there's a beheres ubaser lavan a parcha b'kuloi. So therefore he's a muchlat, and now it spreads the entire body. He's tahar, even though the simin tum of the ser lavan remains, because I guess that does not interfere. I guess the ser lavan is not an interference for its spreading. Right?
So it's a riot to the Chacham.
When the Chachamim, right. But even it's not a kash of Rabbi Yeshua, because even Rabbi Yeshua is not telling us that it's an impediment for the Pisyoin. He's only telling us that when it reappears, since there's a pasuk, we have a drasha of Yom Heira Ois Bais Michya Basachai Yitma. Oh. So the Zel B'zach uveyoy mehera ois boy ser lavan yitma mali michya mali ser lavan, but over here we're not yet up to that. Here we're still in the process of the pisyon, and the seir lovin is not an impediment. A seir lovin is a davar chitzoni. It's not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik in the pisyon. The pisyon is in the or basar.
So Bahada asked the boss, love it. Parachal Kula Albu Shah say love and come to Atar. Fine.
You just explained, by the way, the Taisus Janda very nicely. Taisus Janda says, I feel the Rabbi Yeshua, but you gave the Hesper.
Ooh, I was Machavan to a Taisus Yamtif. Ois test, Tar, I feel Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, no, he doesn't explain why.
You still need me.
Vaita. So afal pi shel love mekam to tar. Now we go to the next mahalacha. Baheres. Let's look at the Rav first. The Rav by America Gris the boss love and hok kamash volon the pricha mit the heres achar the pricha mit the heres achar kol simoni tuma. Fine. All right, fine. Next. Baheres u bo pisyoin. There's a baheres and the pisyoin. Oh, so this is the best. This is the easiest of all. Of them. Yeah, the guy has a baheres. He comes back next week and it spreads a little bit, a mashu. So the kohen declares him, congratulations, congratulations, sir. You get a mazel tov. You're a muchlat. Go to the muslim. So this now we declare it's a negatame. This is the emes a negatame. And this negatame is not a negatame. There's no interference. There's no sir lovon. There's no michya. It's pure nega. Pure unadulterated nega. Right? There are three types of muchlatim. There's the nega, the beheris with the michya, adosha. There's the beheris with the sir lovon. And then there's the beheris that had pisyon, a 2-week process. Week one, Yosho the beheris. Week two, with this pisyon. It's oichit. There's the muchlat. Right?
So Beharis puts you into Hesker, right?
Hesker. Beharis on his Hesker. But if you come on the first week with the Beharis and a Seir Lavan, or a Beharis and a Michya, Kadosha, then he's a Muchlat immediately. It's like frozen ice pizza. Just put in the microwave, you're done. You come on week one with a Beharis and a Michya, Seir Lavan, instant. But let's say you don't have the simonim, and you come back a week later, and there's pisyoin, then there's muchlat. So he's a muchlat. Once he's a muchlat, we have established the necessary condition to have potential for pisyoin, for possible of to spread throughout the entire body. We need desperately to establish this to be a negatome, so that now when it spreads to the entire body, he will be tahor. But wait a minute, we learned yesterday in passing, wait a minute, see this is very complicated. We learned yesterday in the chart that even a person that's a muskar, we learned this yesterday, it's also called a negatame.
Right.
If a person comes with a nega, he's not a muchlat, just a beheres, he's a muskar. And then if the next time the kohen sees him, it's spread to the entire body, he's tohar. How could that be? The only time you tar when it's pisyoin mitoch tahara, and a muskar is not tahar, and a muskar al-khar is tahar. All the time you say that when it spreads to the entire body, you tahar. If it spreads mitoch tumah, and a muskar is not really tameh, that's the mistake. A muskar is also tameh. So this Mishnah is a stira to what we learned yesterday in the chart. We learned yesterday, we came across yesterday somewhere, I remember clearly, literally yesterday somewhere, is that if there is pisyon to the entire body, mitoich hesker, he is tohar, because that also fulfills the condition of pisyon mitoich tumah. Because
of... That was in the chart on the bottom, but when it's on my be'ena, 2 weeks.
Mi shochlu tu biyachal bismoni atoma, v'chazav v'nitar, oy mi shochuskar shnei shavuos v'hanega omad be'enov v'nitar. Now there was another case. That v'hanega
No, this is a perech min atar. The perech min atar. Go to the top of the chart. Top of the chart. Wait. Okay, I'm on page 56.
What? The second one.
Right, page. Mishal nega v'huchlat luto. Oy shohoye boy nega v'huskar. You see this? He's calling it. Shohoye boy nega v'huskar. The achar kach perech nega b'kuloy. All of nema b'toro b'kuloy b'chalov antar. Woo! Okay, this is a head-on collision over here. And here in the Mishnah, it says nishta zoi. It says here in the Mishnah, Beheres, Ubasir Lovan, Porcha Bukulai, Avopisha, Stay Lovan, Bukulai, Otar. Even though it was Bimukoimai. Wait. Beheres, Ubasir Lovan, Porcha Bukulai, Avopisha, Stay Lovan, Bukulai, Tar. Beheres, Uba Pisyoin, Porcha Bukulai, Tar. Wait a minute. Raf. There's no Rav on, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Baharis ubo pisyon. You don't need the pisyon.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna have to go now. Okay, we'll do tomorrow. Okay, I gotta go now. Okay.
Okay, fine. We'll do the mission tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk. Thanks. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Zai Gesund. Okay. Be well. Thank you very much. Be well. All the best.